for war. You ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back, early morning edition. Be Cool Podcast. What's up, what's up? Wakey, wakey, bakey. Salutations, bitches. It's been a beautiful week. The weather's changed. Official cuffing season. There's been a little drippage, but not the drippage we're looking for. A lot of rain, a lot of moisture. Real moist, just like those dirty panties. The thing is, this is not my time of year. I don't mind it. I'd like it dry. Like, if I could get out there, get a little football toss, get some basketball in, finish off those little park nights, maybe a couple dunk sessions, 8-foot rims. But you just got to keep on moving. That's the key. Just don't get stuck, because if you're not moving forward, you're falling down. You know what I'm saying? Keep it pushing. That's what life is, because if you got to keep moving. That's in any kind of whatever you're doing. Don't get stuck in one thing. Pivot and adjust, because everything, you can always reach another level of whatever you're doing. That's just the way, that's the way the system is built. Pyramid scheme. Everything's a pyramid scheme. I don't care what they tell you. A pyramid scheme just ain't a pyramid scheme. Everything's a pyramid scheme. Everything's a fight to the top. Depends how far you want to go, you know, or what kind of top you're looking for. To me, I'd rather have no hands, a whole lot of spit. You know, girl sucked my nut, back my dick. That kind of, you know, little rewind action, little Nas style for you. If you don't know, go check it out. Nas Rewind. You'll find out the album. If you never heard the album before, you might want to listen to the album. I know you young motherfuckers out here don't appreciate shit like that. So there's a thing called used to have tapes. Well, it used to be records. Then there was tapes. Then there was these CDs. And then you had some motherfucking rats out there siphoning them free songs off. And now everybody's running around here with the head cut off and tattooed faces. It is what it is. 6ix9ine, congratulations on the snitching. Tekashi 6ix9ine, celebrate that. You know, I guess that's a new culture. Snitches don't get stitches anymore. I guess it's snitches get bitches. I guess that's the way that's going to work. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? You can't fix everything from the outside. You got to be inside to fix it. That's the only way change happens. So if you complain about something that you don't like, government, politics, blah, 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 healthcare, get on the board at the hospital, find a way to change it from the inside. Become a lawmaker in town, city council. Then you go to fuck governorship, mayor, whatever. Move up the ranks. If you want change, the only way it's going to happen. And by the time you get to a place where you can actually affect change in those systems, you're going to be completely paid off and bought off anyway, so that shit don't really matter. You're going to look good, sound good, but you still got those greased pockets. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, that's never a situation that's going to benefit those that you claim to be fighting for. You know, no anger, just pointing the fingers where they need to be pointed. The truth seekers exist here at the Be Cool Podcast. Not 100% factual every time, because we're not fact checking. We don't do the fact checking. But the reality is that there's some shit out here that needs to be exposed. And we're going to touch on those little subjects. I mean, we're only 9 episodes in, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't listen, if you're barely catching up now, if you haven't followed every week, thanks for being here. Thanks for catching up. Thanks for taking the time out of your life to join us in our journey that we're on. And if you're 8 episodes behind now, just let's go. Let's, you know, speed it up. I'm not trying to make these too long. I think, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, some even 20. It all depends how, you know, the wakey bakeys go, the dark magic, no milk, no sugar, pure black coffee, dark roast, the way daddy likes his roast, likes it all. Daddy likes it all dark roast. Had a great dinner with two of the boys, Luca, the Colchester Luka Doncic. And stay high, Mo. Stay high, Rymo. Stay high, Mo. Stay high, Mo. Stay Rymo. Stay high, Rymo. Hi, Rymo. Anyway, had to take him out to a little suggestion I had was Smokey's Barbecue on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, Vermont. Been there before. Had great burn ends. Over an 8 rating. I can't give you that. I think I gave it out before. I'm not going to give it out on the podcast. That's not what that's for. But delicious, delicious. And I had those little corn dogs with the cornbread batter on the outside. Shit. I wish a motherfucker would say some shit to me. Because that motherfucker is delicious. So we got there. I ordered the burnt ends. Guy orders a pulled pork sandwich. Guy orders the brisket tray. No disappointments. Everything was great. Great service. Oh, great, great service. Thursday afternoons, great service at the bar. Just a little tidbit. If you live in the area, you know, we start off locally to globally. That's how we're pushing it. And if you're continued to be here every week, hey, we love you. We love you. And we're about to announce a sponsorship. It's not really signed, sealed, delivered yet. Just have to send the paperwork over. Big time paperwork. I think Podbean's involved with that. That's negotiations there, so they're going to have to deal with that on their own. But I'll be fed with the information to give to you officially next week on the sponsorship. First sponsor for the podcast. Happy and proud to be working with such a credible gentleman. Talk about Lebanese Drake. Lebanese Drake. Congratulations to him and his Patriots. Big win. 5-0 now. And the big dog Bobby. I mean, that's where the big dog howls. That's the big man signing the letters. Letters of intent to sign with the podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. Be motherfucking cool. Salutations again. You know, wakey bakeys are always good to get the mind rolling, just the stuttering back and forth. Can't wait to take this first sip once the dark roast cools a little down for me. I don't go straight into it because I don't like to burn my fucking head off. It's perfect right now. If you can hear the slurp, that's the way I like a lot of my things, a little slurp in it. Delicious, delicious, delicious. So I wanted to get into a little story about, I don't think a lot of motherfuckers know this, so I'm going to get into the real nitty gritty of how the person that I am today was really created. So in high school, freshman year, beginning of sophomore year, listen, I'm not the most outgoing, energetic, you know, top of the class jerk off that you like, you know how those kids are in high school. They feel the attention. They like the attention. They just garner this kind of this jerky off vibe, because then they jerk off to people who ain't like them. You know, they don't have that confidence. I guess it's a confidence thing, right? So I really the confidence in myself wavering. I'm trying to make the basketball team. I get cut first year. Sophomore, I get cut again, if you're a child, you know, you're a child, what, 14 years old, the thing you want to do most is play basketball with your friends that you play, these are my friends, man, I play with these dudes every day, you know, I'm with these guys every day, we play football in the winter, we play home run derby at Farrell Park, down by Shelburne Road, if you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Queen City. We play, and we know everybody around town. This is how it is, man. This is how we roll, right? We're the kings of South Burlington. You know what I'm saying? South Burlington. North South Burlington ain't nothing, you know, ain't no thing but chicken wing on a string. But that's just the way this, you know, I've been part of both, so I was happy that they took me in on both sides. I mean, I was an implant from Colchester, third grade, right at the end of third grade in May. Like, I get 3 weeks to hang out with these guys, and then I got to be friends with them. I mean, yeah. But I'm good. I'm good. Still have friends in there for life. Since then, from third grade, I still talk to on the daily. Motherfuckers sent me the fucking Big Baller Brand shirt just to know that he remembers how fucking what a jerk off I became, right? But that's beauty. I mean, that's beauty in the system. That means the system's working. So anyway, let's get back to freshman year, sophomore year. I don't have the confidence, man. I'm not playing basketball. The thing that I love to do, the only thing I watch, you know, there's some other things. I mean, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, you know, kids were, you know, back in the 90s, there were no laws. You didn't even have claws. There was no laws. There was 40 ounces. Motherfuckers had 40 ounces out here. And obviously that chronic, first time I rolled a joint was with one of those, you know, little small little like notes where you take your notes in. Some rappers even used to write their rhymes in that little tiny book, almost the size of your iPhone. And they had the holes were punched out, so it rolls around that on that little like spring that's stretched out at the top. You dig? Well, I used to, first joint I ever rolled was with one of those pieces of paper. I don't know if that chemical really fucked with me, but that was that. I mean, that was the only time I ever did that with that paper, but that was the only thing we had to roll with, so shit, we'll go get high in the woods. And that, you know, and it worked. But, so I didn't have that confidence, right? So, we did watch locally, they have, I think every town or whatever has public television. It's where they show like the town meetings, the city council or whatever the fuck. And then back in my day, there was actually like shows like Between the Two Ferns or Between Two Ferns. It's like that. It's like some weird public access thing. You know, your video quality is diminished, but everyone gets it because it's free with your cable package. So me and a bunch of my friends enjoyed, like, there was a couple shows on there that were just goofy. We're fucking young. We don't really know what the height of comedy is. You know, I did listen to Sam Kinison, Dice Clay, Carlin. You know, obviously you've heard, you know, Murphy, Pryor, everybody, Red Fox. You heard all those growing up, you know. I mean, I even started with the Smothers Brothers on, like late night with Johnny Carson shit when I was a kid. I remember running around, my parents were laughing at these, like the two twins, the cowboy twins that are on the show and shit. It was, you know, my roots and basically everything are fully, fully grounded in the creation of, you know, we're talking about comedy, music, you know, arts, the arts, baby. Because everything else is all, you can do that, you know, you can do that shit, but learning about some shit that only a few people can do, you know, that's the art, in a human being, the artistic side, artisanal bread. Sorry, I'm trying to sip this coffee, it's so fucking good, it's at the right temperature too, it's just enough heat where it's like, ooh, I don't know if I just have an extra sip, but I can have that extra sip, so we're on the borderline of that right now. Plus, I'm wakey bakey. I can feel it when I'm talking to you. So, just know that you're not the only one hearing it. We're dealing with it together. It's gonna diminish like in 2 minutes, man. It's just I don't get high like that. Or sleepy. Sleepy time is not like I'm not doing sleepy time tea after I rip a nice Cali Kush. You know what I'm saying? I'm up all night. Up all night like Jason Voorhees and some of these, you know, serial killers. Up all night just out here twitching, playing 2K. And what the fuck were we at here? So we used to watch these shows. There was just local people doing these shits. There weren't talent. And I mean, there might have been one talented person. But the one thing we did like was this one call-in show. Sports call-in show, live call-in. So you call in, you prank them, and now, you know, you get the fucking giggle. So after our sophomore year, like midway through sophomore year. I started with three or four of my friends, a live call-in TV sports show right after school on like Wednesdays. It was called Nothing But Net. I don't know if it was planned that way or if it just, that's the way creatively it went, but eventually I was like the main host. And I guess whatever the big topic of the week was in sports or something like that, or local, we even talk local sports because my guys played basketball, one played football, you know, basketball and football. So, you know, and we start doing this show. It's live calling. So, you know, again, people are pranking us. We're only fucking 15 years old, holding our own, doing it. I think it was an hour show too. I think it was an hour. Have to get back on that. Someone has the tapes, but they still won't release them to us. He's fucking married. He's a fucking dentist or a doctor. It would just send us the fucking tapes, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get on that. Where are we at here? So we started this show, and eventually, you know, now wherever we go, like if we go into Burlington, we go into like Essex, like all the wherever we go, people are like, oh shit, you do that show, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you don't really know how to react to it, but it's not like a stardom thing. It wasn't that. We were just doing some show. We weren't really understanding like how many people were watching us. You'd hear people call in because it was a live call-in show. So we'd screen eventually we had to screen the calls because people just call in, just go like, you know, just yell stupid shit. But that's public access for you. So we learned it all, man. We learned how to produce the show. We did all the, you know, eventually we were the only ones in the studio, a bunch of fucking 15-year-olds running that shit. And once we knew how to do, I mean, we'd edit tapes. We're breaking down highlight reels. We're doing it all. And eventually we ran that whole station. We had a wrestling, like a backyard wrestling show, whole production. I mean, entrances, storylines, championships, everything. Outside on a big-ass trampoline. Ladders, chairs, oh my, boards. I think I have a concussion because I remember one time I got like a power bombed on a piece of plywood, and also my it went black. Like I couldn't see anything, but I could fucking move and shit. It was interesting. So I think something got knocked loose. But I mean, I obviously something about me is all right. I mean, I haven't committed any goddamn felonies out here. Canada's eyes, they're a little more excessive, but I mean, I haven't done anything like that. I haven't spent one night in jail ever, so let's just have that, or they haven't caught me. So we're running that, there's other shows. One of my other friends starts this other show. It's like a late night show where they do some weird shit, and that wasn't my gig because it was a whole different. I wasn't into that little dark, creepy vibe. I guess it was too, like, you know, I'm not a, what's that, one of those shows, like, Futurama? Like, that's not a show I like. You know, some people are good people. I mean, a lot of my close friends like that shit, but that's not me. I can't like everything you like. That's just not how friendship works. You appreciate each other for who they are, not what they do. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess what they do sometimes has a little bit to do with it, but I don't give a fuck what you're doing at from 11 to 12 at night every night, you know? Or if you fall asleep to Futurama, that shit don't bother me. I'm not going to judge you as a human being based on a show you watch. So, we're off that subject. A little breakdown of Futurama right there for you. You didn't even know I didn't like that shit. So, I'm just saying that kind of shit, that's not me. And I don't know how to break down that show because I really never gave it a chance or even, you know, found it a necessity in my life to accomplish that goal. I like shit I like. So if I see something good, I'll be like, oh, all right. All right. I'll watch that. I like that. Like I've just started watching this. Obviously, my love for music is going to make me enjoy this. But the production, if the production was bad, I wouldn't watch it. It's the Wu-Tang Chronicles or something like that. It's about how Wu started in Staten Island. So I just got through 7 episodes of that. Off the, you know, free browser. And great show. Good. I mean, great kids that are in there acting for all of them. I mean, you know, it's all Wu. Capadonna, Meph, RZA, Jizza, ODB. Bobby D. There's some. It's a great, great show. I'd suggest checking that out. I don't know what channel it's on. I think it was on Showtime or something, but I think it's on Hulu too. You can watch it. But that was a Dynamite one. I haven't continued on the American Horror Story, but I think that's only because it's a weekly episode. So I think I missed it last week. Hopefully I didn't, because I have to go back and check that out. Power, unbelievable episode. Succession, another banger. Didn't have a funny one like that's slicker than cum on a back of a dolphin. Wait, that's slicker than cum on a dolphin's back. That's it. That's slicker than cum on a dolphin's back, he said. Great, great little scheme. Love that one. yeah, Succession just gets better and better. There was a whole, oh man, this next episode should be pretty good. If you don't watch that show, check that out. It's a great, there's some great comedy in it. And it's more of a drama, so, but the comedy in it is, mwah, fucking mwah. So let's get back to, we run this whole Channel 15 in town. Even we have UVM players, you know, doing, because we went to UVM basketball camp in the summer. Well, I did for the two of them, my senior and junior year, but, because I wanted to be on that team, man. Plus, my friends all went, so I had to fight tooth and nail. I had to work to go, you know, I had to get a job to actually go, because my parents couldn't afford this shit. I'm from the fucking concrete jungles, baby. Fucking Larkin terrorists. Like, we ain't going to fucking, you know, that shit ain't happening. Anyway, so we get to know some of the basketball players, like, and some of the ex-players. So we'd have them call in. We got UVM players calling in. I think we had a few, maybe one guy on live. I think it was Bernie. Big Bernie Suplicki was on. Great guy, great coach. And so we're just running this shit. So eventually, that confidence gained. So I think it was my senior year. I actually made the basketball team my senior year. Did a little, you know, a little Jordan action. But the confidence was there. And because of all of these shows, all of this production, I think it was, tapping into something I wasn't learning in school at all. So the English language, yeah, I mean, I was learning that. I even study. I didn't do homework, you know, all that shit. I never did that. All my shit was based on tests. I would never do fucking homework, man. I hated that shit. I hated school like a passion. Now I can't get enough information. If I find something interesting, I'm going to spend that whole day on YouTube or Reddit learning everything I can about that shit. When my computer broke, I spent hours watching this where was this guy from? Romania. A Romanian. Awesome, awesome character, this guy. On YouTube, just breaking down motherboards, fucking soldering off jib jabs inside of there. What the fuck you want me to say, man? I can't remember what they called. I can't remember what MOFSETs. That's what they were. Little MOFSETs. They're basically like these, just a piece of metal that's stuck between two points. And this motherfucker's going in. He's speaking English. He's got a microphone, a headset. He's got the face scan. He's got the microscope that looks down at the board, so it looks like the size like of a keyboard. So you're in there close. You're seeing everything. And I'm watching this for hours, trying to figure out if I can fix my computer by watching this shit. And I'm in there. And I got stuck for a month watching. And every episode a day, just trying to see some more shit if I could find it out. Because shit was interesting to me. Because he makes it interesting. It's how he relays that information. He's not doing it like a pretentious cocksucker. He's trying to teach you how to do it, like, at the same time. So it's pretty dope. I mean, he's got everything. I'll have to put that link in the description of this podcast so you can click on that. Because the guy deserves a good watch. One watch. At least. Full one, don't fuck him. I mean, he's gonna get you at the beginning because he's so good, and he's puffing on he's vaping while he's doing this. Guy loves his shit. So this confidence is brimming in. I wasn't a public speaker. Like, I'd hated to do reports and like reading my report on whatever the fuck in school. I hated that shit. But eventually, after all this self awareness, learning who I was, what I enjoyed the most, the things I spent time on, eventually all that shit created the steps to go to make the music. So I started making music, you know. That was after high school, like a year or two after high school. But that, being on stage for the first time, that wasn't difficult. Just learning the craft, man, because I just jumped on the stage. I didn't care, you know. That was not, I wanted that. That was the goal. My goal was to perform in front of people. You know, my goal was to be the best I think I could be. And I don't know how much further I can go. It's a matter of motherfucker giving me the right beat. And that's it, because it's a rap after that. No pun intended. Big pun intended. Boricua, Bonena. This is Pun in the Terror Squad. Puerto Rico. Shout out to the boys, Alberto and Jay. You know what's up. Brothers for life, all day, every day. Dorset Street Commons. Northside B. So, back to the podcast. See, the wakey bakey's leaving me, so I'm a fucking I don't know where I was just at. Back to the public access show. I want to say junior year, but it could have been sophomore. Oh, man, it must have been junior year. I think it was only 2 years, right? This girl calls in, and she wants to... She's from Burlington. She wants to... We talk on the side. We're like, you call after, blah, blah, blah. So maybe we did it live on air. I can't remember. So this girl called in like at the end of the show, and she wanted to meet one of my boys who was on the show with me. Nothing but net. So me and him go to meet her and her friend. So we're sitting there, da-da-da-da. So eventually, like, it was a swap. So it was like the girl who actually liked my guy... actually liked me instead, because she thought I was a fat kid, but I was actually solid like a fucking shit house. 150, you know, 5'7.5", 5'150", just lean, mean. I mean, I played basketball all day, every day, and I had to cross Shelburne Road through Laurel Hill to Shemansky Park, and then eventually, if I wasn't doing that, sometimes I'd even go from Shemansky all the way to JC. I mean, from Shelburne Road all the way to JC on the bike path that goes all the way from South Burlington to North South Burlington at the tippity top near Patchen Road. Shout out to Patchen Road and the Dumont boys. But I could run for days, bro. Run for days. And even up to about 25, maybe. I was supreme conditioning. But as soon as that music started popping off, it was over, because that lifestyle is not made for... I mean, you could see how it eats through people. Nowadays it's a lot better. Health has come up a long way for that. So that understanding of, you know, eating that fucking garbage food on tour is not good. Or, you know, after shows, late nights in the studio. I mean, I lived all that. So that's never a good look. So it wore on the body a little bit. I try to keep it light. I don't drink during the week, unless I said there's a little celebration to be had. But, you know, I'm just a weekend guy. Not even on Sundays sometimes. Sometimes. The Bills are 4-1, so let's not keep that a secret for any longer. Go Bills, go. Mafia, baby. Fuck Bills Mafia. Shout out to Portnoy for supporting Bills Mafia. And so I date this girl all the way till I leave for college, after my summer senior year. This just shows, like, take the thing, go after the things you love, go after the things you like, embrace who you are, explore who you are. You never know. You know what your interests are. And so, give some of those things that you put aside a lot, give those some extra tries and see if that doesn't, spark a different kind of interest. Because everything's available to us now. I mean, YouTube allows us to figure out anything, man. If you want to be a fucking producer in music or anything, you can learn how to make beats on YouTube easily. Not all these motherfuckers who make beats have a fucking sound for music. It's a sound for a sound. You understand? Not everybody is John Legend out here. You know what I'm saying? He ain't playing the piano. We ain't taking a John Mayer out here. These guys, if they, you don't have, you're not musically inclined, that's not the easiest shit to do. FYI. But standing in front of a keyboard, hitting buttons, and watching a guy do it, actually, you can see the pattern. Once you see a pattern, you can follow that pattern all day long. Because it's all numbers. All beats are just numbers. You understand? It's all numbers. It's where the sounds are within those numbers that create the beat. Everything, because it's a rhythm thing. Rhythm's a number. You count that shit. When you learn music, you learn steps. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. It's everything's a rhythm. It's a number. 1, 2, 3, 2. 1, 2, 3, 2. Nope, doesn't work that way. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So that thing, like being that, learning that, you can do that. It's a math. It's all math. It's not difficult math. It's fucking ABCs of math. You feel me? Nothing is impossible. Plausible. It's a different kind of attitude you have to have, regardless of how, what you do in life. But if you want to be the best at it, that shit can be done because it's all work ethic. It's how much you want to get something done and how bad you want to do it. Difficulty, there's levels of difficulty to anything. I mean, walking across a wire across the trade centers is, that's difficult. But that motherfucker trained for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to train for that. There's no, you don't have options at the end of that one. Either you succeed or you fail. And that's what's that. And some things you only get one try at. So you got to go ahead and fight the powers that be and go ahead and get that, you know? Peace and love to everything. Word up. Word up. All right, this is the Be Cool Podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Love yourself, love life. Appreciate the sponsorship. Can't wait to announce that big time next week, right at the beginning of the podcast. Thank you everybody who's done so much for me in my life. I appreciate it. Even if you don't know, I do appreciate it. And even though you don't know how much you've affected it, I appreciate it. Because I know. And I'll tell you to your face that I love you. I'll kiss you on the cheek. I'll smack your ass. I'm a happy, happy, happy guy. Always be happy, man. Fuck all that bullshit. No more drama for your mama. Listen to that shit. Reese 45. That's me at Reese 45 MC. Twitter, Instagram. Be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk.